Loma Linda Sanitarium Annual Meeting, August 1909. The Loma Linda Sanitarium has now been open to receive patients 3 years and 8 months, and notwithstanding the general fear entertained at its purchase that it would be next to impossible to secure the necessary patronage to keep up the running expense, the past 4 years have abundantly demonstrated that the success of what the Lord commands to be done is not dependent upon man's wisdom to see how it can be done, but rather upon humble, unquestioning obedience that opens the way for the Lord to fulfill His word. Had the entire people of Southern California come up to the help of the Lord, as it was their privilege to do, this enterprise might have been as great a triumph of faith to us as was the crossing of the Red Sea to the children of Israel. But the most solemn question confronting us today is not the past, but the present. Past failures are no excuse for neglect of present duty. For, today, if ye will hear His voice, harden not your hearts. One of the greatest problems connected with the Loma Linda Institution for this people to solve, and one that seems to puzzle the entire denomination, is the question of a medical missionary training school to qualify workers with all the ability of physicians to carry the medical work connected with the third angel's message. Considering the many messages that have come to this people, urging forward this branch of the work, it is certainly the duty of this conference to give most careful study to this important question. Loma Linda is to be not only a sanitarium, but an educational center. A school is to be established here for the training of gospel medical missionary evangelists. With the possession of this place comes the weighty responsibility of making the work of the institution educational in character. In regard to the school, I would say, make it especially strong in the education of nurses and physicians. The special blessing of God has attended the work of the institution from the very first, as shown from the influence that has gone forth far and near, and from the financial report which shows an increased prosperity as we have moved forward. The Loma Linda Sanitarium has now become a large enterprise with many departments. At one time, the past year, our family of patients and helpers and students numbered upwards of 250. Aside from the two main departments, the sanitarium and the training school, there is the farm, garden, and orchard consisting of 115 acres of real estate, poultry yard, livery and dairy, a bakery, cannery, and a printing shop, which give employment to a large number of students to work their way while receiving an excellent education. The past year, these different departments have been able to furnish work to support over 85 students while obtaining their education. Other industries will be added as the work develops, but our plan is to emphasize those practical industries so essential to the work of carrying the message, prominent among which is agriculture and the care of the sick. Since the original purchase, there has been added to the real estate some 40 acres, and aside from the large additions to the main building, there has been added an elevator, ice plant, 5 cottages, and 3 other buildings. Making the entire assets of the Loma Linda estate at present in round numbers $136,800 and liabilities $122,000. Our greatest need now is a chapel in which to worship and invite the patients. The local church has subscribed some $3,700 to this enterprise, about $1,600 of which have been paid in cash. Plans for the chapel have been drafted and are here on the grounds for inspection. It is estimated to cost about $5,000. It is somewhat larger than our present needs, but not too large to accommodate the general meetings, which will no doubt be held at this important center. We therefore solicit financial assistance of our brethren and sisters, and shall be pleased to have them inspect the plans.